Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening or good morning, good afternoon, everybody, wherever you might be on the planet Earth. I'm in Germany. For me, it's evening. And my guest today is Deborah Hill, and Deborah is in the United States. So, Deborah, for you, it's probably afternoon or even lunchtime.
It is. Welcome. Just had lunch, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, beautiful sunny day here in Atlanta.
Oh, wonderful. Is it cold in Atlanta?
We have had a very warm winter, a lot different than last year. And so it's in the 60s, well, Fahrenheit today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what that is. Centigrade, but it's nice, pleasant.
Here in Germany, it is freezing, freezing, freezing. I mean, really super cold. It's amazing. Yeah, two of my properties, they had some tubes that froze in. It's really extremely cold. Very strange weather, because the rest of the winter until about 10 days ago was much too warm. And then suddenly it dropped and boom. There's so many problems. You can hardly get a plumber because they are like working around the clock because everybody's tubes are frozen.
Oh,
it just
no.
got so cold. They said that it was 35 below minus centigrade, of course,
wow.
in one city here in Germany. Can you imagine?
Oh,
I mean, that
gosh.
Is.
Oh, that's really.
Yeah, that's like deepest Russia. Yeah, that is really cold. So, but anyway, we want to talk about transforming our lives, and obviously transforming our lives for the better.
Yeah.
So you are, you'd call yourself a transformation wizard.
Yes,
and
I do.
Yeah, and I like that because it is all about transformation. It is all about getting where we want in our life, about finding who we really are, and then living that, you know, really living that out. And way too many people live a mediocre life because they don't know how to transform their life. They don't even know it's possible. I know that my listeners, they know quite a bit about it because I always have people like yourself talk about it and give them hints and give them help so that they can actually live their life to the fullest. So tell me a little bit, you've been a coach for quite some time, haven't you?
Yes, I've had an extensive background. I started out in holistic medicine and then and also graduated in the traditional medical field. I have a degree in nursing and midwifery. I was a midwife for a while and also have had a lot of business experience and have spent my life doing personal growth training and studying all religions, metaphysical healing, and New Age healing as well. So I've done a lot in my life, and I'm putting it together and giving back. I'm really committed to helping people to transform their life. You know, this is an unusual time, and we're all feeling a pressure to change that. The things that we've been living and doing aren't working, even when they were working before. And we're all looking for a new way. So that's what I'm committed to doing, is helping people find their way.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And way too many people need this, need to hear this. And I shall keep promoting it because I think it's an important message that people need to become aware of, because so many people feel hopeless. And
mm-hmm.
you said that you are also an intuitive coach now.
Yes.
And how do we all have that ability? I believe we all have that ability. But how do we know if we have this ability?
We do all have that ability. And I've been able to see things and hear things and know things my whole life. And I've had it to the extent where it was impossible for me to ignore. But there was a time in my life when I finally decided, you know, maybe I should start following those suggestions. So many of us have had this experience where we say, you know, I knew that was going to happen. Or I had that flash, but I didn't follow it, and, you know, it was right. So we all have those intuitive flashes. And there was one time I'll never forget. I was driving in my car realizing, well, there, I should have done that. There is exactly what happened, even though it didn't make sense. And I said, well, maybe I should follow those intuitive insights, even though they don't make sense, and see what happens. And my whole life changed then. So we do have these gut-level insights. We do get flashes of information. We have a certain knowing within us, but we don't validate it. And so we aren't able to use that ability as much as we can, but it's there for us.
Definitely. And how can people develop that intuitive ability?
The first thing to do is to notice it. I've just created a course called Explode Into Life, and I have an entire module that talks about how to develop it with exercises and meditations. It's a downloadable course, so people all over the world can have it. But the things that I talk about in that course are, first, notice that you have it. Know you have it. Don't be afraid of it and trust it. Then do some meditation to help to clear your mind so that you can be more aware of it, to focus on it. And you have a lot of voices in your head, Barbara, don't you? Don't you think? Oh, we have our mind, we have our mom. We have a lot of different voices going on in our heads. And it's important to recognize the voices that are the most important, your real true voice and the highest source voice. And once we know those voices, then we can honor them and validate them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that validation is the most important aspect of intuition, because we really don't trust ourselves if we're taught to trust what our mind tells us. And if we don't trust these other higher information coming in, then we don't have the benefit from it. So you do have that ability. So honor it, and that will be your first step to being opened up to it.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, apart from meditations, because a lot of people find it difficult to meditate because there's so much going on in their heads. And they can't calm down, Do you have a certain technique that people can follow so that, you know, it helps them to empty their head and just to be?
I do have a lot of techniques. And, in fact, in the course, I have 17 meditations. And so one of them is about clearing your head. But it's funny that people say that, and I get that from people, too. I can't meditate because my mind is so busy. But that's like saying I can't shower because I haven't had a shower in 30 years and I'm too dirty. Well, your mind is full of thoughts because you haven't cleaned it out. And that is why you meditate. Meditation's like a brain shower. It will help you. And at first it's going to be frustrating because you're just sitting there and all this stuff's going on. But if you continue and you practice and focus on something, whether it's a candle or just a thought, or just focus on watching the thoughts instead of being carried away by them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you practice 5 or 10 minutes a day, you will get better at it. You won't be the thoughts anymore. You will be the watcher of them. And that is your first step to being able to control what you think. And you can when you practice. And it will change your life.
Like everything else, it needs practice, that's for sure. And also, I think it's interesting to listen to our thoughts, because once we start listening to our thoughts, like you said, you become the observer of your thoughts. You become aware that a lot of thoughts are going away from what you want and not towards what you want. So, you know, you go against the grain, really, mentally, and then you're always fighting uphill. You know, you're always trying to go somewhere, but you're not getting there because your thoughts are going in the totally opposite direction. And once we become aware of that, once we start listening to it, that's when we can really start shifting it and changing it. So in your course, explode into life. I love that. You know, explode into life. That sounds so lively. It's like let's explode into life and let's, you know, really make it something special.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose that? I mean, I love it. I love it. I wish I'd thought of it myself.
I've trademarked it. I love it too. And I work with angels and ascended masters, and it was suggested to me. And I thought at first I was a little bit hesitant. Well, how about expanding into life? But you know, you don't want to tiptoe into change. You don't want to just dip your toe in the water and feel it out. No, you got to actually go for it. You just open yourself up and enjoy the experience and take off and fly. And it's the only way to travel, because otherwise you're carrying a whole lot of stuff. And that's the purpose of this course, is to help you to go through all the different steps to be able to then explode into your life with power and grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. I mean, I'm glad you didn't use any other words, because explode into life, that really means, for me at least, that means something. It's like, yeah, let's get on with it, you know, let's do it. So what are the stages that we go through in the explode into life?
There are five parts, and each one is like an entire weekend workshop. The five parts, there's so much information. Each module has 5 to 8 different parts. But the first module is about the first step that we really have to take, and that is finding and connecting with our highest self, knowing who we are, really, and also what's around us, knowing the God source around us, knowing where we actually live and how it works, and then finding, like we said, that objective neutral observer that can observe everything and not get caught up in it. And once we find that, all those, and I guide you through doing that with meditations and videos, and I have 268 photos in this course, then it helps you to start. So when you know who you are and you're connected with self and source, then it's time to create. But the second module is not called create, it's called joy. Because what I discovered is that you have to find your joy first. Find what you enjoy, and then you can create. So that's what this module does, is helps you to find your joy and then create your life using steps of the law of attraction and other things as well to help you to clear your resistance to having what you want and doing what you really love. Because everybody who's been successful has said you have to do what you love. And so you find that with joy. And then we've all known people who are real happy but spaced out. Like they don't really manifest what they really want, which is one of the complaints about the law of attraction. Well, I have these dreams, but it's not happening. The third step is stability. You have to ground yourself to earth. You have to let go of all that you don't need and forgive. You have to let go of your past, and you have to forgive those who have hurt you and stop holding on to the anger and resentment that's holding you back from having what you want. This is a real brief summary. Like I said, it's extensive work in each module. And then the next step is, in a sense, the deepest, and yet it's the most enlightening, I believe. It's solitude.
Mm-hmm.
And for men, we call this a cave, and for women, I like to call it a spa. You go within. You go within yourself and find your own peace and truth and let go of everything that isn't really you, things that you don't need in your life. Find your own inner voice, like we talked about all the voices in your head, and I lead you through a process where you find your own inner voice and then the voice of the God source speaking to you. So when you know that and you feel that, then you know that you have everything you need and who you really are. And then the fifth step is exploding. and I give you lots of tools to actually work and breathe everything that we have learned in the first four modules. You know, we've learned all the steps, and now this is your voice. This is your speaking it. This is your acting it, and how to go for it, how to fly, how to release your fear of the unknown, and expand in all the aspects of your life, and to use your time wisely, to take one step at a time. There's so much information in that module. It's the longest one.
And, the solitude one.
The last module, which is explode.
The explode one.
Uh-huh. Has 8 parts to it. So it has a lot of different things to help you to actually work in the world and make it happen for you.
Mhm. And you repeatedly said to make you work in the world, or to make you work. I think it's very important that people are aware that it's not enough to just read a book or to listen to a program. We really have to put it into action. That means we really have to implement it, because knowledge, they say knowledge is power, but only implemented knowledge is power in my eyes. Because I've been to hundreds of seminars, I think, all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to learn all this stuff and take lots of notes and go through them later on, but I very rarely actually put them into action, you know, actually use them in my life on a regular basis, on an everyday basis, and made them part of my habits, part mm-hmm. of how I live. And this is why the results were dismal in most cases, until I started to realize, okay, I've really got to do it. This is why in my book, To Be or Not to Be, The Choice is Yours, it's all about taking action. And I have pages in the book where people need to write there and then, because I want them to take the action there and then, because otherwise, you know, you're just not going to do it. You keep it for later, and then another book comes along, another course comes along, and time passes and you forgot all about it again. So mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that you put it like this, that you give people lots and lots of incentives in the course to actually use it in their life, to really do it there and then.
Absolutely. You're so right. You know, self-growth can become a hobby and an addiction, the
mm-hmm.
learning about it, not the actual experiencing it. I give people a lot of exercises in the course as well, where they actually go out and experience it and take these messages into the world. But, you know, Barbara, how can you really say you're living if you're not out there doing it and experiencing
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to work yourself too hard, and I talk about that in my book, on the course, about how you have to be who you are as well as do. If you're not doing, then you're not really living.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are being who you are and loving what you are and who you are and acting from that place, then you are going to experience great joy. But I think we've all experienced it, as those of us who have been searching, that we feel stuck and we feel lost. And so we go to another book and we get a high from it. You know, it's sort of a little addictive high, like sugar or some sort of drug that you take. And you feel good for a little while, but then you go back to feeling bad. Why do you go back? Because you're not actually living. You're just
mm-hmm.
absorbing. You're not
mm-hmm.
out there speaking and acting in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take the leap.
Pardon?
You got to take the leap. You got to go out there and work. And it can be so much fun if you're doing what you love.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Totally agree with you. Definitely. But many people say to me, when I explain this concept to them, they say, yeah, but it's easy for you to say, but for me, I've got to put food on the table, you know, I've got to work, and I can't just give up my job. But it's not about that, is it?
I know, yes and no. It is about doing what you love, and sometimes you have to, you know, gradually work into it. But there's this misconception, this limiting belief, that in order to put food on the table, I have to do what I don't enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so not true. Again, if you read quotes by all the greatest entrepreneurs, they all say if you want to be successful, you have to do what you love. It's the only way to really make money. But I could see where people would be afraid to take the step. So first, find out what you really love, and then start doing that in your spare time, and then wean yourself from your job until you're ready to take the leap and move into what you love. But if you sit there and you just continue to complain and be unhappy because you think you have to put food on the table, well, you'll be unhappy putting food on the table, whereas you could be really enjoy and, you know, taking your family around the world and not just putting food on the table.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
If people look at me and they say the same thing, well, it's easy for you to say. Well, I was married and had a child with a man who used all my money and was unfaithful, and I ended up divorcing him, and I had nothing. And I started from nothing. And I did what I loved, and I built up to where I am. So it's not like I'm not understanding it, and I'm speaking about just dreams. It is a reality that if you are not happy, you're not going to do a good job, and you're not going to make as much as you could, in fact.
Absolutely. You can't excel at things that you don't really enjoy. You have also a book, apart from the course, Explode Into Life, you have also a book out that's called Unlimited Life.
Yes.
And you talk about how we limit ourselves. Can you emphasize that a little bit more? Because I think that's so important that people understand this, because we do stand in our own way and we do limit ourselves. It's not other people limiting us. It is us limiting ourselves. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. It is, I've noticed in my coaching practice that I would coach people to do what they loved, and they would find out what they loved, and they would create their plan, and yet their dreams weren't coming true. And I was looking at this and noticing that the reason they weren't coming true is they didn't believe that it could. We are energy. Everything is energy. And I know that seems like a real physics topic, that it's too hard to understand. But it isn't. It's just a physical reality. Everything is just energy. And if you live in that reality, you know that your thoughts are energy. And if you are thinking, oh, I can't make a fortune, or I can't have the love of my life, or I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not smart enough, you are sending those thoughts out, that energy out, and you are going to have that reflected back to you. You are creating your own obstacles. So Unlimited Life talks about that, about how we do that to ourselves, how to find your limiting beliefs, and how to bust through them and create new power truths for yourself. And in fact, on my website, in the Free For You section, I offer a free limiting belief worksheet, or people can email me at debhill@awarenessin.com, and I will send them one to help you to bust through these beliefs. And once you do, then you're able to move forward freely without creating your own obstacles. And also in the book, I have 16 limiting beliefs that just about everyone has. Things like, I don't have enough time. And I talk about why that's impossible and how you can view that in a different way. And I give you power truths to help you turn that around so you have unlimited time.
Excellent. And so people can change their beliefs, right? You show them different ways in both of you, in your book and in your program, how people can actually change their beliefs into something that is more empowering, something that works much better for them, because mm-hmm. it is who they truly are.
Absolutely. Right? Yes. And even if you feel like you've noticed your belief and you don't know how to change it, at least change what you're thinking. Notice what your thoughts are doing and pretend like you don't have that belief. Pretend, write out a power truth for yourself that is the opposite. If you think, I'm not pretty enough to attract a mate, think, there is someone in there who will love me and I will love who thinks I'm absolutely beautiful and love me for who I am. So, and just start thinking that. Just create that, another belief to counteract that one that you had, and you will reprogram yourself.
That is so true. I can vouch to that one, definitely, 100%, because I used to be extremely low on confidence when I was a young woman, and I had to let go of a lot of limiting beliefs, and I know that this is so true. What we believe is true for us, but it's not the truth, it's not reality, it's just our beliefs. So obviously, we can change that. We can change that to something that is much more inspiring for us and that actually turns us on so that we want to do much more than we've been doing until now. So we want to become much more of the person who we want to be because we believe we can. So once we have that belief that we can, it's starting to happen. You know, we start to take small steps and then the steps get larger and we get more excited and we get more motivated. And this is really how life's totally transformed. Before, because we only got about 3 minutes left, if you, Debbie, if you could please give people your contact details, your website, and tell them how they can get your course, if they're interested, how they can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. First of all, I have a website called awarenessinitiative.com, but you can also get to it at explodeintolife.com. It's easier to remember. And on there, I talk about the course. I have talk about my radio show that you're going to be on. Also, I have the Limiting Belief Worksheet and a whole bunch of, you can sign up for my free newsletter that I give out weekly with new insights and information, and I hope you'll do that. I also have a blog at explodeintolife.com. I also do intuitive coaching and counseling. I can do that over the phone and have several clients that I've had for years who I've never met. They live in other parts of the world. And I'm offering a $55 for a half-hour coaching session for this month, and so that's a special. And again, I will be happy to send people the Limiting Belief Worksheet if they just email me at debhill@awarenessin.com.
Can you repeat that?
Awareness, Deb Hill, D-E-B-H-I-L-L, at awarenessin.com, or Deb Hill at explodeintolife.com.
Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Deborah, for spending this time with us. And I hope that people have listened carefully, because what Deborah said is really, really how it is. I mean, this is not something we make up, and it's not some esoteric idea, and it's not something that just works for some of us. This works for all of us. For every single one of us. So thanks again, Deborah, and I look forward to being your guest on your radio show soon, and speak to you soon.
Thank you so much, Barbara, for having me on the show. It's been delightful. You're a wonderful woman,
and
appreciate you sharing your knowledge with all of us and helping people to transform their lives.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And everybody that's listening, thanks so much for having been on the To Be show today. I know I've not been too good with you lately. I haven't done a show for the last couple of months because I've been traveling, and I shall be travel extensively for the next 2 months also. But after that, everything should get back normal, and I will be back on a regular basis. So please look out for it, the To Be Show. My name is Barbara Hofmeister from BarbaraHofmeister.com.